Finding Brown Podcast, episode 23.
Welcome to Finding Brian, a show of self-help, self-discovery, and inner growth. Each week we look at things learned through books, podcasts, and other mediums. Learning about productivity, spirituality, and discovering what I want to be when I grow up.
Well, hello everybody. This is Brian. I am back again. I've been kind of an odd week this week, really. Before we even jump into that, I am Brian. I am the guy who is out looking for himself. Trying to find the guy who I was back in my 20s, the one who is just full of life and excited about, or seemed to be a lot more excited about the day and having a lot more going on. So, and I have now turned 40 and I've realized that I ain't nowhere near that same guy that I was, and so I'm out to look for him. I see lots of friends of mine who are to get out, same age as me, who are out enjoying life, getting things done, making things happen, and that's what I want to do, and I'm figuring out how to actually do that, how to balance my life in a way that will allow me to achieve the highest potential in revenue, but at the same time be able to still spend time with family, especially since I've got kids who are growing up way too fast. And so, sorry, I forgot my phone was on, or I'd brought it with me. But anyhow, where to start? Well, I guess we'll start out with a bit of a positive. What you're going to fix and start seeing is a new category over at the Finding Brian Podcast website, and that is one dedicated strictly to my weight loss. I stepped on the scales and I am now 265. I have gained basically 25 pounds since this time last year. Whenever I actually physically stopped having a cigarette in my hand. And so it's been a year since I have actually quit. January 5th will be the time that I am actually have been a full year without nicotine. But to not have a cigarette for a year is kind of a cool sensation. But the only problem is I have blown up. I have become husky boy. I wear huskies these days. I am pudgy. I am all the things that I don't want to be. And I've looked at myself in the mirror and have become actually rather disgusted. And also, heck, well, shoot, I was over it. I was in the truck just yesterday, or the day before yesterday, actually. And I realized I sat my phone down on my stomach and it was a shelf. And so I can't have that no more. I'm not going to do that. I am not going to be overweight. I am. So I've got to change my whole attitude and get back to a healthy physique. I want to get down to 200 pounds. I know I can do that. I'm going to do that. Even if I get down to 225, I know I will look tremendously better. How am I going to do this? Well, it's a kind of a multi-staged, or not staged, but multi-layered approach. I am going, besides for, well, as of right now, I'm going to be using Lose It, which is just an app for, I believe it's available on iOS, but it's also available on Android phones. And basically what it does is you set your, what your current weight is, what your target weight is, how long do you want to take for you to hit that target weight. And you get an estimated amount of calories. You get an allotment of calories. Now, I don't know if you add exercise, if that helps, if that increases your allotment or what, but we're gonna find out. I went ahead and downloaded it, got it all set up today. I'd heard people use it before, and it's supposed to have a fairly extensive calorie intake or caloric database. So we're going to see how this works. I've already made two entries, two cups of coffee. And so we're going to see how this works. But also on top of that, I am going to be getting a Fitbit. I'm going to be walking. I'm going to have to start getting this sedentary. Yes, sentient. I'm a sentient being. Well, no, duh, you're a human. you've got I tickle myself, sorry. Which means it's a really bad joke if I'm the only one laughing at my own joke, which is fine because I am the king of bad jokes, as y'all have noticed already. But exercise and getting myself up to at least 4 miles a day. Now, that's a good 2-hour trot. Will that happen all the time? No, especially when it's cold. I may end up having to do some other stuff. But on top of walking, I plan on start doing push-ups and sit-ups. And that's just to firm the gut up, because that'll knock a lot of my stomach off. Because it's not fat, it's just the stomach walls lining, muscles on the wall, the stomach have gotten soggy, and so basically everything's pushing it out, so it makes me look like I'm just got a big old pot belly, which is what I've got. And you'll see pictures on the accountability page, and I'm going to be knocking my weight down. I am going to get my weight knocked down. I can't stand to look at myself anymore. But the last layer is I'm actually going to go ahead and start juicing. Now, the juicing part's probably not going to fire up until after January, just because I gotta have the money for juicing, and I'm not seeing it happening with work. And that's going to lead me into the next topic when we get to it, is work. That's the big thing. I am tired of being fat. I'm tired of being overweight. I'm tired of feeling myself waddle. And to break that problem, I've got to start walking. I've got to start getting better nutrients in me and flush the crap out. And that's going to be the big thing. It's just trying to get all the... find out what I'm truly addicted to with with food. I don't think I am actually addicted to food. I don't believe anybody can be addicted to food because, sorry, you kind of have to have it. Now, yes, too much of one thing, of a good thing, is not good for you. But at the same time, you may be giving yourself an unjust reward. So, I'm going to start setting rewards. I've got milestones that I'm going to aim for. like doing sit-ups, push-ups every day for 30 days. Now, it's going to be tough in the truck, but I can do it. I just got to figure out how to get things set. I may end up having to do what everybody else does and take the top bunk out of my truck, and I really don't want that because that's where I put a lot of my stuff. That's a good storage area. But if I look at it stuff and I think about it right, I should be able to find some way to do this. Now, the other issue, another thing that's been playing heavy on my mind is work. And I wouldn't say I'm hurting for money. I'm not going to say that I know I'm not drowning in debt. I do have some, and it's definitely kicking me in the chops, especially here at the moment. And be glad when we get the Jeep paid for. I've learned my lesson, Dave. I realized that doing debt is dumb. Because heck, before we had a car debt, we were making ends meet. We got the car, and all of a sudden, it's tough to make ends meet sometimes. And we're in that time right now. Sandstone's just not cutting the mustard right now. Now, I don't plan on leaving Sandstone, but at the same time, there's debt there, and there's bills, and things are piling up, and last paycheck was only $350, and I had to sell 6 weeks of my, or 6 weeks, 6 days of my vacation time so that I could get a $900 paycheck. Now, I know some of you who are listening are probably going, well, gee, you got a lot of y'all. It'd have been nice to get a $900 paycheck. I agree. I mean, a $900 paycheck is better than nothing. I'm not stating that, but my paychecks, I'm usually used to getting, a low paycheck is $1,500 pay period, just to let you know. And when it's below that, it's a oh crap type of pay, because then the kids are mad because they don't get their allowance, and creditors, phone people, and everybody else, they're mad because they're not getting their allowance. No one's getting their allowance because, well, I'm only able to do what I can. And sorry, when you're only got $900 total, it doesn't stretch very far. Now, we've been a little busier this pay period, so maybe I'll be up to about $1,500, but I ain't gonna be anywhere close to the $2,000 that I'm gonna need, because I have to be able to make everything meet. I'm gonna have to have $2,000. Is it possible? No, I don't believe it is. I sat at the house for about four and a half days. Now I can blame everybody at work that I want to. I can blame anybody and everybody I want to. It's not going to fix the problem. The problem is, we've got too many workers for the number of for the amount of jobs that we're doing. Now, supposedly, we've been told that things are shifting. We've got another job that's supposed to be starting up, and we're supposed to be doing simultaneous stuff. And so basically the crew is going to be cut in half. If it happens, good. But unfortunately, we've been told stuff like, I've heard stuff like this a couple, three times already. And it never panned out. It's like, ooh, yeah, we're going to be rolling in the dough. We're going to be working our butts off. And okay, any day now, we're starving though. And so it's just stuff like that that's got to be. Janice had enough of it. She's thrown her hands up and told me that I am now in control of the bills, so I've got to do the budgeting and all that good jazz. So, I mean, it's definitely going to be a challenge the first couple of days, first couple of times, because we're going to have to get things kind of figured out. And then see if we can get the rhythm down. Now, will I be able to get the rhythm, quote-unquote, down? Probably, eventually. But how that will work out, we don't know. We tried it once way back whenever I still worked over at Innovative Technologies. And so it was, hey, go. All right, you got it. And as I started, everything started getting cut off. So it didn't last very long. But we'll see what we can get figured out, found out, and get solved with the budgeting portion. I'm just not sure how well that's going to work out, though. It'll just take some time to find it. Find the rhythm. But yeah, it's with work being like as unpredictable as it is, though, is really puts pressure on some other stuff. I'm not sure. I don't want to leave Sandstone for a myriad of reasons, least of which is I know I'm getting paid. At least I'm getting paid something. I know that I'm not going to get paid what I make now, wherever I go, unless I have my own business going. If I start my own business up, then great. I've achieved my goal, my dream, and we'll be able to go from there. And hopefully I can keep it afloat. Not happening at the moment, because I don't have the ability, I don't have the finances, I don't have the not in a position to start a business on my own, a solopreneur style business. But I am working at getting it going. I am trying to get it to go while in the safety of having some type of financial cover with another job. And that's with that, I'm now having to figure out several several key points, because I'm trying to get my stuff in line so that I can get Podcast Dojo going. But to be able to do that, I've got to figure out there's several points that I've got to figure out. And point number one, which doesn't have anything to do with business-wise itself, is I need to figure out how do you get a mastermind group going. I've got Jimmy's Bice sounds like he's somewhat interested in joining up, which I'm hoping he is. But, I mean, right now it's just kind of the two of us, which I think would be good. I'm hoping, I want to have a blooming. I want to nurture the friendship between me and him. I like Jimmy. I would like to become a very good friend of his. And to do that, I kind of have to talk to him, but I haven't been able to talk to him. I think, though, is I've reach out to him through social media, because, I mean, I don't know if he's just not interested, if he's lost interest in it, or what. I think I'm going to spend if I get enough enough money together for a microphone, I think I'm going to hold off on the microphone and go ahead and buy Dan Miller's book on 1 + 1 = 3, which is about masterminding, and see what and see if that will help get things laid out. Because I've got an idea of how it needs to go. I just got to figure out how do you step, because it's going to be a virtual mastermind. I may see about getting a physical one going, but it's going to be really tough, especially with work and all the other guys people that I know who are of a mastermind, who would be interested in doing mastermind. They all work oil field also, and so none of us have the opportunity to, or had the luxury of having a set schedule. But I know I want to get out of trucking. How is going to be just me getting, is either A, getting fed up enough with the low paychecks, or B, I might have to see what I can do on talking Jim and Joe Brenda, though they're not in that frame of mind. It took me getting them, me creating a website for them to go site-wise. But then at the same time, I mean, they've thrown money at a website that they don't even have up yet. So I think it needs to be someone who is they're wanting to spend too much time getting it quote unquote perfect, where they aren't even able to get it. So it's paralysis through analysis. I'm going to pause for a second and I'll be right back. Okay. Wanted to go grab myself a second cup of coffee. Or a third cup, actually. Tasty, tasty. I love my coffee. Yeah. Health-wise, I don't think I'm going to be able to give up coffee quite as much. I'm gone without the sugar part. I'll put a little bit of sugar in the first cup, and after that, it's fine. But, back over to it. I mean, I would like to see if I could work my way into becoming their social media manager. But to do that, now there's an idea. maybe talk to them and see if I could do, since Jim has such a racehorse-centric line of thought. That's his baby. That's his hobby, so to speak. And he's got the money to be able to do that hobby. So, that might be, an idea to bring in just a little bit of extra, cash, is to become their farms or their racehorse crews, social media manager. But I don't know. That'll take some. That'll take some planning. I may have to sit down and kind of hash that out, because I know Sandstone needs social media presence. But the trick is, though, I can understand for a product that the general customer uses. Now, if I can come up with even a podcast that is Sandstone oriented, because the only thing I could think of, this podcast is my sounding board. Okay, so podcast wise, sorry, we're going to go off a little off track, and you're going to kind of hear how my thoughts work, which is usually tangled up into a rat nest. But, okay, Sandstone, Hulse Frac Sand. Okay, now, when it comes to podcasting, you want to have, if you're wanting to tie your business into the podcast, you want to make sure that you have best thing to use a podcast for is to show your credibility about what your business is. Because a podcast is meant to help build credibility about X, Y, Z, whatever it is you're talking about. Sorry, I got a bit of a frog in my throat. So, thinking this through, Sandstones, that's just it. I can't figure out what would be a good way, because, the only thing I can think of is do trucking news. But we're not an expert so much in trucking, but it would be, you could utilize, DOT stuff and all things that are happening trucking-wise for the oil field and the energy companies. But what would be better is if you provided a service for the oil field company, because that's who our target market is. Sandstone's people are the energy companies. So you would want to do kind of an oil field report, what's happening out in the oil patch. So to do that, would want to talk about what's happening in like the Barnett Shell, the different shale deposits that are layered around the area, around where their main market, maybe the shale up in the Dakotas and the (clears throat) ones here and just have, you know, talk about the conditions that they're, any problems, any, you know, any different issues that, any bits of news that would, or could be used for, as a means of notice for oil field companies. And that would end up causing the oil field to companies that are needing frac sands, so it would be, it would help lead them there, lead them over to the show would help lead them to sandstone and bring awareness of sandstone to their site. And be able to end of their service. That might work. So anyhow, you see how that's my rat ball of thinking. I might be able to pull that off. Need to sit down and talk with Jim and Joe Brenda about it though. Anyhow. So there we go. That might get me out of the truck and be able to give me more time in front of a mic so that I can get more get more time to actually work on get me out of the truck and give me more time to do other things. So just have to convince them that shoot. Wow, I just had a dove dive bomb me. It scared the crap out of me. I don't know if you heard that as it went whooshing by. But yeah. Woo! All right, now I'm awake. So, but anyhow. So we have... All right, well, even if I wasn't done, my train of thought's completely busted now. So, anyhow, back, let's go head over to Podcast Dojo in news. Dojo-wise, it's going slow. Things I've got to work on this week is interactive. I got to be a lot more engaged, put a lot more out on Twitter because... And, well, not just Twitter, but Twitter and Google Plus, because of those two that I really have decided I'm going to base myself on. I figure more creative people are on Google Plus. And so, but a lot of the older folks who would want to start a podcast are going to be on Facebook. So I may end up having to start a Facebook page anyhow. Really, just when it comes to Podcast Dojo, I'm having a ball. I'm fixing to go sit down and record episode 10, which is the final step of getting everything uploaded. So if you guys, y'all listening to this, come this coming Friday, you're going to have episode 10 out and available, ready for you, ready for your consumption. And go to podcastdojo.com. Over on the right hand side, you'll see where you can actually get the different feeds, or you can go to iTunes if you're an iTunes fan, Stitcher if you're a Stitcher fan. But so we have our 10th episode coming out, and I've actually even got the 11th episode starting to work on the notes for 11, which is great because it puts me right on track for everything. But the issue that I'm running into is Hayseed Report's really taken a dive. I haven't done an episode in a month and a half now, and I'm really not sure if I want to keep. I'm realizing what a lot of the other people who have quit political podcasting, I've realized what they're talking about. Because I have relaxed tremendously now that I have, that I'm not podcasting politics. But I love podcasting about politics. I enjoy it, but I don't know what I want to turn the Hayseed Report into, if that's such the case, because I'm not going to kill the show, the site. I mean, I made it 80 episodes, which isn't a whole lot, but it's more than a lot of people do. So I don't know what I want to do with the Hayseed Report. I may end up just mothballing it for a little while and bringing it out and firing it back up. It may end up becoming just a political, a seasonal political show. If you can do that, we'll find out. During the elections, because I mean, I could have really gone through and I could have talked about the government shutdown, and I mean, I could have stomped around and chatted, but I don't know, with my change of attitude, which has helped tremendously since I've stopped doing that. Heck, Jaden's become a better person. I think politics just turns you into a crabby son of a gun. And I think that's part of the problem as to where I disappeared. Yes, I worry about where our country is going, and I'll probably still follow politics. I'm just not going to immerse myself like I did. So, I don't know. The more I've thought about it, the more I consider it, the more I think it's time to put that little child to bed, at least for now. And turn, you know, have something else in its place. It may just kind of sit there and just fester and mold. But if it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. We'll just have to see, wait and see how that one goes. Because right now, I'm having fun with these two. I have fun with all three of them. I like doing the Hayseed Report. Enjoy it tremendously. Almost a sense of purpose, but it was a misdirected sense of purpose. So, I think I'm going to, actually, the more I talk about it, the more I'm pretty sure I'm going to go ahead and just put up hey, we're mothballing this, talk about it, what's going on life-wise, and mothball it for a little bit, because to a point I'm afraid that my political leanings may end up causing some problems as the as podcast dojo grows, because I may end up losing some people because of my political leanings, which, I mean, if that happens, it's that's the reason why I'm trying to, I don't know, I'll have to sit there and think about it and really kind of decide how I want it to go. I don't know. But dojo wise, it's going okay. I'm getting more listeners, growing. I mean, hell, this is the fastest it's gone. I mean, I could go look right now, and for this month, or not this month, but for the past 30 days. So we're bleeding back into September, but I'm over 1,000 hits, or not hits, visits. I've got over 1,000 visits to my site right now alone. I've never done that. I am, it's just,
I've never had something go that good before. And it may be because it is a podcast about podcasting. And yeah, there are a lot of shows out there, but there are a lot of shows that pod fade after, you know, 10, 15 shows. So if I get up to the 20th show, heck, I'm doing great. And not to mention, I plan on really getting, I've got to work, find a way of worming my way into the noticing, into the vision of the four main guys I'm wanting to partner with. I want to get nuzzle up to them. I'm going to have to kind of, I've got to get my way, find a way of getting on their radar. I get on their radar, they'll be able to help me, and I'd be able to really get going. And I almost was there a couple days ago because, or I'm getting there because I'm on Ray Ortega's radar now. He circled me on Google Plus, and if I'm thinking right, he may have even added me to Miss Eileen from Basic Blog Tips. And Miss Eileen Speaks, she's got Podcast Dojo circled. So I'm working my way in, which is great. I get noticed and learn to charm. Because right now I stink at charming anything. I have a hard time charming a dead snake. So, but it's... Things are going. I mean, I'd love for it to be going at hypersonic speed, but it probably isn't a good idea for it to be, because that way, at least this speed, I can adjust and change my reaction times. So, but anyhow, that's what's happened dojo wise. There's not, I mean, not anything really spectacular. I mean, the biggest thing is that I've got over 1,000 visits in the last 30 days, which is awesome. I'm just so excited about that. I think it's just kicktail. I've actually had several days. I think 46, I think it was the highest. 46 visits in unique people in a day. So, I mean, we're improving. I mean, it's still... Our trend is still going upwards. I'll start really worrying if it starts kind of dropping, which hopefully it won't. So anyhow, folks, I want to thank y'all for listening. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let you go and go enact some of the stuff that I've thought of. And I want to thank you for listening. And we will, besides, and this show's taken off also. This is actually the second highest show in my group, and Dojo's fallen down to fourth behind Marital Bliss, which we don't do anything anymore. So I mean, that was another one that's real good, because people are always listening for marital problems. So, but anyhow, folks, I'll go ahead and I'll let you go. I thank y'all for listening, and we will talk to you next week. Okay, bye.
Does a biological determinist still like the French kiss? Does Walt Whitman move an atheist? Does a tragic end before? Are we common at the same time?
Opening song, Rat Bags by All India Radio, and the closing song, Hero Villain by Parlor Steps, can be found at musicalley.com.
Member of the Hey Rolling Podcast Network, heyrolling.com.
Yeah!